Welcome back to Three Black Dots with Dr. Tiffany, Dr. Karen, and Dr. Zanetta.
We're supposed to go to Key West. That ain't happening. You saw how COVID is in Florida.
Yeah, girl. I know. That's what I was just talking about. You guys had a 200% increase like right. within a week.
I'm like, wow. I mean, it's crazy here. People living their best life.
What?
Best life.
Wow.
Are people getting sick though from it? That, I mean, I know number of cases, but are people being hospitalized because of it too?
You know, I'm not sure. I'll be in the hospital next week. And that's okay. When I can usually tell. Outside of that, in clinic, I'm really far removed from it. It's more when I start to hear patients say, oh, you know, my neighbor was sick. And I've started hearing that again. And people calling. We've had, you know, a few more people call that they've been exposed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So.
Did y'all know, I got a text today that said that, like, everybody's phone got some app pushed out to it or something for COVID detection, for tracking.
Really? No. Big Brother watching us?
Yes. So Apple has released, which a lot of people were telling folks not to update their phones, but they somehow managed to do it regardless of whether or not you updated. But there's a setting now in your phone where it's COVID tracking. And so it basically tracks your location. And if your phone happens to ding someone else's phone that has come down with COVID, then...
But how do they know? Don't you have to put that information in? How do they know that the person got the COVID?
I don't know if it's a matter of like once they get diagnosed that they then have to go back through and like look at
it. Oh, they might have to.
You know?
Yeah, so they might have the person, if once they get diagnosed, ask them for their cell phone number, and then they just
link it that way.
Yeah, but wow. You can really look and search. If you search in your settings for COVID, it'll come up. COVID-19 exposure
you saw
notifications.
It?
Yeah, I looked at it.
You saw it actually on your phone? You saw it on your phone? Oh, that's scary. Wow.
Well, Google doesn't have that yet. We just have everything else that they're tracking us with.
Mm. Let me see. Settings. I think for Androids, they said it was under Google settings. Yeah, I have it.
Where do you have it under? You do? Mm-hmm. You have an Android.
I have an Android. Samsung. COVID-19 exposure notifications.
Wow.
Yep. And you have to turn it on, install or finish setting up the participating app.
Oh, okay. So it's not automatic then. It gets downloaded. But
but has it already on her phone though?
Right.
Right?
They're still tracking, like, regardless.
Yeah.
Right. It's like.
You might not get notified.
Right. This is a courtesy. Like, you were exposed, but since you didn't click, we're not going to tell you.
Right.
Wow.
Well, there it is, if you can see it.
Wow. Yep.
So, Tiffany, you drinking?
I'm finishing up my lemon mineral water.
Oh, Pellegrino.
I just did yoga not too long ago, so I did a Juneteenth yoga flow. It was great.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yes, with some Nina Simone.
Oh,
and some
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, my abs are still sore from Erica's class.
Look, so. She plays games. Okay,
abs still sore.
She plays no games. I love it. I was like, first of all, the strength that you need to do her full thing. I like a lot of those poses I couldn't do for a good year until I was back practicing, you know.
I mean, I could do the poses, but I just couldn't do them in that rapid succession.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like, I can't move that fast. I cannot move as fast as what she's saying. So I was like, well,
those hips and those joints gotta be good and juicy.
Right, lubricated.
Right. Okay.
See what you drinking?
So you know, my mother-in-law. I talked to her. And she was like, can you put some grape juice or something in your wine glass?
From the podcast?
I said, no, mama-in-law. Water on the rocks. In the cup.
Whoa. She commented it. From the podcast.
Yes,
that you
so,
need.
So from the live, from
she was like something in the cup.
Yes, that's she was my like. Yeah.
She was like, "Can't you put some grape juice in the cup? And it's a wine wow. glass, and quit calling it a cup." I was like, "You know what? You know what? Water on the yes. rocks in a cup. That's how we're gonna do it."
Wow, I love it.
I thought that was funny.
I love it.
I thought that was funny.
That is very funny. Very funny. I love that.
Yeah, what you drinking?
I'm afraid
Jay?
To drink anything right now. Just water. So I'm drinking water. Because
wow, we're a dry bunch tonight.
We are dried up.
We are a dry bunch.
I didn't sleep last night.
Did you say we dried up? Wait, oh, I'm about to choke.
Yes, we dried up. You good, Z?
Okay, I'm
so
sorry.
I want to fall
Why are
on
you
y'all.
Drinking water, Karen? Why are you drinking water?
Because I didn't sleep last night. I was up all night long. I only had 2 hours of sleep. So I'm afraid that if I have alcohol, then I'm going to pass out on y'all. So I figured, let me wait. And then as we're wrapping up,
why are you not sleeping?
So
why were you up? What's the matter?
I think I'm going back into keto. You know, for my birthday, I came off. I was not, because somebody brought cupcakes over to my house. Somebody brought these fancy cupcakes.
Excuse me. First of all, I did not bring cupcakes. Brought a little piece of heaven.
Was it from Dewey's? Is your place, isn't it?
No,
where did
child.
You get it from?
Ava's.
Where did you get it from? Ava's. Oh, the Ava's cupcakes in Clemens. Yeah,
ooh, a little piece of cupcakes. Heaven in a paper cup is what I bought.
Yes. And those things are expensive too. I went
they
there
are.
With $10, and I
$10. What were you getting?
Nothing. I had to, go back to the car. I thought I could at least get like two.
No,
wow,
they're worth it. No, and in fact,
they were a little sweet because I wasn't used to the sugar. So, but I was, yes. But anyway, so I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Tip.
Okay, so you went into sugar shock from your birthday.
Yeah, but you were saying you said you went back and did what?
No, I told Ashley I was coming back the next day to get my cupcakes back.
You should have.
Because if y'all didn't eat them, because I had some flavors that I wanted to You know, but then I thought that would be cheap, so I just left them.
No, there was a lot left over. You should have came and got some. My team took a bunch. I was like, man, they like hauling out.
Those cupcakes were. They went on Food Network and everything else. The apple pie one. Okay. Did you try the apple pie cupcake?
Yeah, Ashley's like, yeah. Yeah, no, I was stuck with the chocolate stuff, you know.
So, Karen, how do you feel? Like,
so what happened? So you went to sugar shock, and now what?
So I went to sugar shock, and now I'm coming back into keto. When I do, my body goes through conniptions, right? It just does, because your body is shifting gears. And I think when I start in the keto, I get a little bit of insomnia, and then my muscles start to ache. So I have my muscle aches right now. So that's why I went ahead and took my supplements this evening. So I take my omega-3s, and I take my magnesium, potassium, you know. So I take all that stuff and get my supplements in when I start to cramp a little. Because otherwise, that's what was happening when I was going to yoga. I didn't realize I was actually... It was because of the keto. I was doing a shoulder stand, and my leg cramped. Oh my goodness!
Cramps are horrible.
I fell out. That was not cool. So I was just that's when I started to do the supplements when I start feeling it. So yeah. So I think that's why I also obviously have all this other stuff on my brain too. So that didn't help, you know, with the job situation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
So you feel better today?
I'm here. You know, I had a busy day today, so that's why I'm just saying I'm gonna hold on to my water for now. So that's why I'm drinking water without a beverage right now. I'm just drinking water because I just need to make sure I get through our conversation.
Yes, I haven't slept well all week. I think the quarantine stuff and the it's my nerves get bad after a while. You know, because I like to go. So, yeah. Every now and then, my nerves get bad with the whole quarantine situation. So,
it's so unsettling.
Yeah, it is.
And I think what's making it worse for me is like we're all doing our part, but yet there's still these people out there who aren't doing their part, and it's just going to drag this thing out. It's just
going
to drag
never
it out.
Going away.
It's like if people stick and just stay at home. We could all be over this soon, but that's the challenge. And so, it is a little disconcerting. Actually, my girlfriend called. My phone was ringing off the hook this evening. I was like, "What's going on?" But she was, "Oh, look who lost her mind!" And she sent me a picture. She went to the, got her hair cut. So she went to her guy's back open. She got her hair dyed, and I'm like, "Wow, I don't know about that. I don't know how I feel about that."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if I'm ready to go and get my hair done. You know,
mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah. So I guess I'll add to it too. I didn't sleep well last night either. And no. I think it's some of what the COVID quarantine and the kids have been home the entire time. So I'm constantly, it's a constant struggle to make sure they're at least getting something besides the TV and the Xbox. And yeah. And so they've been really independent, more independent than probably they should be at their age. And so I feel a little bit bad about that. And then I'm also consuming so much information since I'm going from expert to general, you know? So I'm just, I'm constantly consuming information. And so sometimes I'm still running information in the middle of the night thinking about my patients for the next day.
Yeah.
And, you know, in data and how I'm going to work this up and who I need to talk to. And so... Yeah, and I think COVID just doesn't help. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, hopefully we'll all get rest next week.
Yeah. But yeah, the first thing to go for me is always sleep.
Well, I think also I haven't exercised, so that doesn't help. But I'm so Ashley and I will go for a walk tomorrow and make sure we get our walk in. Look at Tiffany. Oh,
I'm glad you brought that up because although I did not sleep well last night, I was greeted this morning by a very welcome update from JAMA Oncology. And I said, huh, isn't this interesting? I am going to save this to tell the girls. So it was in the JAMA Oncology most recent issue. So the study was about sedentary lifestyle and sitting and the effects of replacing 30 minutes of sedentary time with just light exercise. They said was replacing 30 minutes of sedentary time, such as sitting on the couch, watching TV, with daily light intensity physical activity reduces an older adult's risk of death from cancer. Taking a walk is good enough, but doing an extra 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous intense physical activity per day lowers the likelihood of death from cancer by 31%. The findings
were in cancer patients.
This was the general population. It was an analysis of more than 8,000 adults age 45 or older who were enrolled in a stroke study. And the participants could not be receiving treatment for cancer at the start of the study and were followed for approximately 5 years.
What was the name of the stroke study? Was it?
It was the reasons for geographic and racial differences in stroke.
Oh, study. Interesting. So I got a few phone calls this week from people who saw some headline on CNN that the more you sit, you're more likely to die from cancer.
Yes.
It had to be based off that article.
It came out in JAMA Oncology. And
yeah. And I was like, you need to get up and exercise.
That was my weekly alert. You know how you get your weekly updates. And so, again, in the same update I got, they talk about, and I think we covered this in one of the discussions we had already, the recommendation for 150 minutes. Of moderate to vigorous intense physical activity. So, but this one is like 30 minutes a day of even light walking activity. So you and Ashley can get on out there and hit the trails for nice walks. Karen is not looking at me, and
yeah, Karen,
Ashley is pretending like I'm not saying.
I don't know. I kind of feel, I think we should fire her too, Z. That kind of reminds me of me, like, making y'all wait for an hour before I tell y'all the tea. It's like all watered down. I'm like,
I'm sorry.
You said that a couple weeks ago.
Hey, whoa. Did we not have a whole discussion about how to address wellness and taking care of your health?
Yeah, but you had already said what your recommendations are.
So the way that I approach it is just to keep repeating it. until people do it. I mean, that's what I did with yoga, right? I just kept telling you, and Z, who didn't listen yet.
Right, day yeah, will. I'm a slug. I'm still a slug.
No, I mean, you talked to me when I needed it. I don't remember you hounding me about it. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, okay. Thank you. She's looking out for us, Z. She's just looking out for us. That's all. Look, I get my dance on, especially with Ashley at home. We act crazy up in his house. So
okay, well, dancing
getting,
works.
Getting our dance on.
That works.
But yeah.
We'll take it.
I rode the scooter the other day.
You did? The kid scooter?
I did. You know, that's a lot.
Well, I was just looking at you, and I'm like, I can't fit on my kid's scooter. It would break.
No, it wouldn't. No. But see, the big kid scooter, because they probably still have their little ones.
They
right?
do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like the bigger scooters, you can.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Because the weather's been really nice here.
You look like you are struggling, Karen.
Karen is struggling. Yeah, she's pushing through.
I'm okay.
And I'm okay. That's about.
I'm wondering. I need to have a drink because then I'll be silly.
No.
You know?
Like, you're stressed. You got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'm stressed. I think I'm just really tired. You know?
Go to bed.
I
feel
like I'm just, let's go to bed.
But it's not like, it's not mental fatigue, though. That's the weird thing. It's more of a body fatigue. So that's mm-hmm. why I think it's just the keto flu, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. It'll pass. That's what it does.
We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Like what you hear? Make sure you rate and subscribe. Three Black Docs is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The problem with COVID is that you can't have family members in the room.
Yeah.
That's really
made... They haven't opened that up yet?
Oh, no. I mean, especially not in Florida with our 200% increase.
Oh, sorry,
in cases. Yes. Right. So...
Y'all got cooties down there.
We got the COVID bugs. So, yeah. So it is. It is
up and allowed patients.
Oh, y'all have?
Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. So either if patients want to be involved, I'm either doing telemedicine or they're listing by phone. And right. So the patient's in the room, but maybe, you know, the loved one is in the car and it's a different experience. Mm-hmm. There was Completely. One patient. Yeah, there was one patient actually that I talked to in the parking lot because
so
they
her
needed
family could hear.
Just so the family could hear. I mean, there was just no way that this person felt comfortable hearing all the information I needed to give by themselves. And so I was standing 6 feet away from the car and my mind was blown. Because I was like, this is not how it's supposed to happen. This is not.
That's some dedication.
Well, but I mean, if I'm telling you a diagnosis, telling you a plan, and the least that you want is for your spouse to be involved in the conversation, like in person, to hold your hand. I mean.
Yeah. No, that's nice of you. Do you have the capacity to do to show people their images and stuff on your telehealth visits?
Yes. So I can share my screen. I can share images, share labs. So that's why it's nice because some people may be in different states and that's been nice when the technology works.
Right.
And if the patients have the technology.
One of my first video visits that worked well, it was a couple and it was really helpful to have both of them on the phone together, like or on the video together, and they could see me, but I didn't have the capacity to share my screen because I had to do the video through my phone, not the computer at work. So I didn't have the ability to show images. So you know that I struggle with that because I really like to do the show and tell piece, but I did like the fact that he was able to be there with his wife and have his wife sitting right there next to him and answering questions. I did have a gentleman yesterday who I saw in consultation who just called up his wife. He came in and called his wife on the phone. We are allowing one family member to accompany, as long as they're wearing a mask, et cetera. But his daughter is his donor, so...
Oof.
The wife needs to stay home, protect her. So
yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know, read somewhere, I mean, just how they expect cancer deaths to increase over the next couple of years just because of COVID and delays in screening and treatment.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Tiffany?
I didn't see the, you know, how the numbers played out, but you can infer that, you know, because they said screening was down by something like 80%.
Screening is down.
Yes. 86 to 94%.
Yeah.
Yes. It's depending on what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because all of the sort of not quote unquote not essential things got suspended. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a stretch to think that that is going to impact numbers somewhere down the line, right?
Yeah.
That came up on the call that I did, the Facebook Live that I did with Black Health Matters, where somebody had asked the question about should they go and get screening? And from my perspective is a lot of screening sites aren't open, right? A lot of radiology, the mammography suites are still not open in our region.
Oh, they're not open there?
No, they're not open. Colonoscopy considered elective procedure. They will do diagnostics, but they're not going to do screening.
They're not doing that. Oh, no.
So colonoscopy is elective. It's hard. I spent all this time talking about the importance of early detection and screening. But I do think that a couple of months delay is not horrible, particularly for things like breast cancer, if women have been getting them annually. But I think it's really important that if people have symptoms or signs or troubles, if you feel a mass, you feel a lump, you start having rectal bleeding or you start having other symptoms, it's important to make sure that people follow up. And it's not enough just to, you know, to say, oh, well, about going to the doctor. Sometimes it's you just have to and get it done.
And not just with cancer, but Corey has been saying that people are having strokes at home, are afraid to go to the hospital. So he is seeing people, oh, you know, my leg stopped working, my arm and leg stopped working 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to get COVID. And they're missing out on essential medicine.
TPA, 3 days later.
You cannot do TPA. So it's really important not to minimize these symptoms, because I think that's with strokes and heart attacks.
Yes. So that was one of the patients that I saw last on Monday said he had a heart attack. He has a history of angina too. So this is the thing, is history of angina, had already had a stent.
Angina is chest pain.
What does TPA stand for? Plasminogen activator. Tissue plasminogen activator. So that's a medicine that can be given within an hour and a half window of stroke symptoms where they can get, and it'll help bust clots if there's indeed a stroke clot. But angina's chest pain, and he had had a history of that, had had one stent already placed, a device to open up the vessels, the blood vessels around the heart. So hadn't had a heart attack, stent placed, and was having similar symptoms and did not go to the doctor. And I was like, dude, like, you have got to handle this. But he ended up going in and mentioning it. I don't know. He was at the time, I was getting some other imaging, and they went ahead and did an ultrasound and decided to go ahead. Heart was functioning fine, but they decided to cath and found, sure enough, had another area that was they needed to put another stent in. So it's really important if people have, like you said, if you have symptoms and things going on. The hospitals are doing pretty good about keeping things clean. We know that there are cases of transmission that happen within doctors' offices, et cetera, but doing the best that we can, and particularly with making sure that people, when they walk through the doors, are wearing their masks. And this is why it's important to make sure that, it kills me that there are people who don't want to wear masks.
Right.
Yes, it's your choice, but it's about protecting other people. It's not about, yes, if you want to die, you go ahead and do what you need to do to die.
This is not a political
issue. Prerogative. It really isn't. This is about protecting your neighbor, because you don't know what comorbidities another person has. You don't know if another person has diabetes or high blood pressure or
many of our patients look just fine. They look just fine. You would never know what's going on inside their bodies.
You can inadvertently be spreading COVID to them. And we know that individuals who've had side effects or have other comorbidities or comorbid conditions, or have had a history of cancer, have an increased risk of not only, you know, contracting the coronavirus, but also having more difficult symptoms,
right,
and more advanced symptoms and side effects related to the COVID-19, which is the syndrome that, coronavirus causes.
And I think that's where people got hung up on this thing, you know, because it's like, well, the masks that you're wearing or the face coverings or whatever don't protect you per se, right? Because you need a fitted N95. That's what we would wear if you were in the room with someone with a known coronavirus case to protect you. But the point is, if everyone wears a mask or a face covering, you're protecting everyone else from, you know, spreading it if you're asymptomatic. But that only works if everyone wears the mask. And I had this thought the other day when I was in the grocery store, because it was like 50-50.
Right, wearing the mask.
People wear a mask and people not. And me in my little not hospital, not N95, you know, I'm wearing the mask so that I don't spread it if I'm asymptomatic to other people. It's not going to do much for me, you know, protecting me if someone that has it, if I come into close contact with them. You know what I mean? So it's like, it really is about protecting other people. And it only works if everyone does it.
Does it. Don't you feel like it's gotten worse in North Carolina? I feel like there are fewer people wearing masks now than there were a couple of weeks ago.
Quite honestly, it depends on where I am. Some days I go to the grocery store and I feel like most people have on masks. And then other days I go and it's like half and half. I don't think I've been anywhere where I feel like it's been less than half of people.
Come on to Florida.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
Florida, you know, is freewheeling.
I mean, yeah. And there are some people, you look at them, I'm like, now you know you need to be wearing this mask. Like, now you know. You know you need to wear this mask. Yeah, I mean, we, you know, Florida, we kind of do what we want.
Yeah. And that's, wow. Well, the other thing is I just don't understand the problem with, like, social distancing. Like, if you're in a store, by now, everybody knows, give people some space. 6 feet, give people space. Why are people running up on me in the grocery store?
Don't run up on.
Yes. And then I got to look at you crazy. Yes. And then it's got to be a whole thing. You know, now I'm looking at you bad. You looking at me because I'm looking at you. But you know you're not supposed to be running up on me. You're in a pandemic. I got on a big mask. I'm here trying to mind my business, get my little groceries, and get up on out. And you running up on me. So at the and then, of course, these are the folks that's not wearing a mask. So you're not wearing a mask and you're running up on people. It's like you are being... You know,
being extra.
Thank you. Purposefully extra. And I'm like, you know, this how just I can't.
My son yesterday, he was about to sneeze and he said, oh, y'all, everybody get up and move. I'm about to sneeze. I don't want to spread corona.
Hit the deck.
And so my daughter, I mean, she went flying.
she ran.
That's awesome.
And, like, hi. How'd your kid? She had a snack or something. She put that down and she was gone.
That is funny.
And I was like, if these kids who don't leave the house, poor kids, except, you know, to play or walk or ride the bike.
It's so bad. You know, I'm really starting to, I mean, I'm not starting to worry because, like, there's only so much worry that could go around. I don't have capacity to worry much more, but what the effect of the kids of just not seeing their friends and not having interactions outside of their siblings, like, for months and months on end, like, what that is doing to them, really? I mean, I don't know, you know. They say that they're missing seeing their friends and they get sad about it, but then they do okay. But you know me, I'm like, you need a community and you need social interaction. And and so I wonder what that effect is going to have on them, you know, and with what we're going into for at least the foreseeable future, where the schools will probably open in the fall, but like, are they going to be able to stay open without closing again is really up in the air, I think.
Right. And I've heard all kinds of proposals.
I'm sorry, every other day. Wait a minute. Please stop. Karen.
Nope. Don't even go there.
What?
I'm minding my business.
I'm having a hot flash.
I'm having a hot flash. Leave me alone.
Oh, okay. I never mind. I won't say what
Why
I was
you
thinking.
Don't call me out.
Why you called her out?
I just opened up my robe.
She was just saying it. I was like, Tiffany, don't hot flash shame Karen.
I wasn't hot flash shaming her. I was...
Free Black Docs is not intended as medical advice. All opinions are our own. Free Black Docs is produced by Wings Productions.
Like what you hear? Make sure you rate and subscribe. Three Black Docs is available wherever you get your podcasts.